Life isn't a game of luck. If you want to win, work hard. That's by Sora from No Game, No Life. Probably one of the best, one of my favorite animes personally. Firstly, we just wanted to say thank you for all the support so far. It's been incredible. On Instagram, TikTok, on our streaming podcasts and everything. It's honestly been amazing, everyone. So thank you for that. If you're not following us already and you're just catching us on the stream now, then go follow us on all our social media platforms. Like I said before, we're on Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is. Our at is always anime.room.hq. So go give us a search and then follow us there. Check out our content. I'm going to be your host for today. It's Abu, and I'm joined by Nudge and Viggy. And we're with our wonderful guests, Aimer and Amber and Amy from Otaku Illustrations. What? This actually, I got thrown off because it said that, hey guys, it's your host Nojin. So like I got a bit thrown off. I'm sorry.
Cool.
Yeah. Should we start again? Okay, cool. We're joined with our wonderful guests, Amber and Amy from Otaku Illustrations. If you guys haven't checked out their artwork already, it's honestly incredible. Like I wish I could draw anything like that. I've tried before, it doesn't go well.
Thank you.
You've seen your stick, man.
Their Instagram page is amazing. So if you want to search Otaku Illustrations and yeah, go support because they're doing amazing. To introduce, I guess, because obviously to give our guests some time to speak, Amber and Amy, like, we know you're doing this amazing Instagram page and you amazing at art. Other than that, what do you guys do?
I mean, we started on Instagram about 2 3 years ago. And literally over the past, say, about 6 months, we've just sort of like blew up in followers, and I don't know why.
I don't know where they've come
Yeah, I
from.
don't know where they come from, and it's just like a lot of support
Yeah.
just out of nowhere, which we're absolutely over the moon about. But yeah, it's just like really overwhelming sometimes when, we get people like, we're so inspired by your art, and we're like, why? We're just a couple of weebs just drawing. Yeah, this is just our hobby, and like if people like it, and
It's literally all we do. We just sit at home and draw.
Yeah, just watch
And
anime. So it's pretty cool when like people are like, oh, we're so inspired by it. And it's like, oh, thank you. But
yeah, it's nice to get the appreciation.
yeah, it's
Yeah,
yeah.
go.
Sorry, go on. You were gonna ask questions.
No, I just wanted to say, obviously, like, what have you been doing, as in, I guess so far recently? Obviously, quarantine hasn't been easy. So, like, have you guys been doing much else, or just stuck with drawing and anime?
Yeah, I mean, with quarantine, I mean, it's con season like right now. Well, it's supposed to be,
Yeah.
and like we do like a lot of conventions, and that's basically a big portion of how we make our money through art. So it's been quite difficult. I mean, our last convention was in Leeds, Anime and Gaming Con.
It was literally like 3 days before I went into
Yeah,
lockdown.
like 3 days before we went into lockdown.
Yeah.
And it was quite a small convention. Like,
There's less than 1,000.
yeah, there's less than 1,000, and the police actually turned up and was nearly going to shut it down
No
because there was
way.
just too many
Oh,
people.
geez.
Nearly.
Yeah, nearly. And then like there was just so many people didn't end up turning up because it was just because of like the quarantine scare. But
Yeah,
yeah,
at that point, most people were still self-isolating, weren't they?
yeah.
So there should have been a lot more people. So
Yeah.
it's affected all conventions.
Yeah. I mean, our next convention is next month. And
Uh,
yeah, we're still like that, whether it's actually going to go through
yeah.
because we're still in lockdown.
Yeah.
And so
We're open, so because like our next convention is Anime and Gaming Con, And Manchester is our biggest convention of the year. Like, yeah, it's huge. Yeah, so it's like, we love doing conventions because we meet like a lot of new, like, we just like to hang out and, you know, we just like meet a lot of like cosplayers and, like, you know, artists who are trading and, yeah, just a good time. Conventions is like our best part of doing like freelance anime work.
Yeah.
It's the hardest part, but it's the best part.
I mean, it is rough. Like, the build up for it, like the fret work, you know, like, I mean, like, traders will understand this, but fret work going into it is really tiring. Like, you've got to get everything like together, you've got to work out all the prints, and you've got to get all the merch together, and then
I can imagine there's a lot of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to get all, like, even just like putting the prints into packaging, and it just takes hours and hours and hours, and then you've actually got to get there, and
you've got to organize your travel and accommodation,
and then the setup and things like that. But you know, at the end of like the weekend, you're just like, oh man, that was such a good time. Can't wait for the next one. I mean, that's what we're working for now, is just like the next sort of like conventions. But we have got more like stuff planned for the next couple of weeks, considering like the Instagram like influx and followers. Yeah. So we get a lot of like requests and stuff, but we'll go into that a bit later on.
Amber and Amy, what's your sort of art style that you go for?
Art style.
Yeah.
I do all of the digital art, which I'm still getting the hang of. I've been doing that for a couple of years, and I do a lot of the colour stuff as well, a lot of colour work with the coloured pencils, and you do more like just ink, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I like to do a lot of like manga like style. I mean,
like the
ink stuff is like really my bread and butter. Like, just give me like a couple of ink, like black pens, and I'll be happy. But,
yeah, on your way.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm happy. That's my little comfort zone. I still like to do colour as well. Both got our like strengths and weaknesses. I mean, like, when I do colour, I'm like, my strength is like skin. I love like skin shade, and I can do that all day. I am terrified of doing hair. Absolutely terrifies me. I'm like, Amber's like really good at doing hair. Like,
I'm the opposite. Yeah, I hate doing skin. I hate it. It's the worst.
Well, like, we both got like strengths and like weaknesses when it comes to art, but there's like so much like we want to improve on. I mean, like, I want to get like better at doing hair, and I don't want to be like scared of it. So I just want to like be like, oh yeah, I can do that, and you want to do like different things.
I've been getting into a lot of like ink work like you, but I'm still nowhere near as comfortable using
them. What sort of equipment do you use, like brand? Because I dabble here and there with like drawings. And I started I used to do black and white pieces, like, and started branching into like using Prismacolor colouring pencils. I was wondering if you use those kind of utensils when you're doing your drawings.
Yeah, we use Prisma as well. Like, Prismas are actually like really good. Like, we use Premier and Scholar pencils. Scholars are like my favourite because like the lead is like really soft, so they're much easier to blend.
I prefer them.
Yeah, I prefer them. And even with like the paper, like loads of people like on Instagram like ask us like, oh, what can I do to improve my art? And I'm like, the first thing I say to them is your equipment matches your talent. So if you use like crappy pencils, it's going to like reflect your art. So
it shows.
It really shows. And like,
does that mean if you use good pencils, you will come out with good artwork?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
When I say that,
3 years of practice.
Yeah, I mean, it will really make a difference on like your art. If you've got like the talent and you're using, like,
oh, you need talent. Okay, I see.
Like,
fair enough.
That's what you're missing out. Isn't it?
I mean,
if you're like, if you've got the equipment like there, it will really like show. I mean, we used to use like really like crap, like just normal like markers, and like it would like bleed and it wouldn't blend properly and things like that.
Yes.
So it wouldn't turn out nice. So we like with markers we use Copics, and they're really expensive and you run out like
instantly.
It's worth it. And it's the same with pencils. If you use like, I don't know, if you use just like ones like from the shop, like they're not gonna
blend pound pencils and
things like that. It's just not gonna show in your art.
Finger painting. Okay, crayons and finger painting ain't the way.
Yeah. I mean, even down to like paper, I mean we should like we used to use like thick like ink paper to do like pencil stuff.
We were doing everything on it, weren't we?
Yeah, we were like literally doing everything on it, and it just wouldn't blend. So with like pencil stuff, you use Hanson XL bristle paper, and it's like really like soft, like the like pencil shading, and it turns out like really nice. So even down to like paper, like it's crazy, like. Even like pens to
printer paper.
Even pens to outline. If they bleed or anything, it would just like, ruin like
just your ruin art. That one piece.
It's crazy.
But, what's your favorite?
Oh, sorry.
What was your favorite art piece that you've done?
I've just been like a few. I mean, like at conventions. Like our Tokyo Literature Club does really, really well.
They're my favourite.
Yeah, your favourite. I mean, we're actually doing a Tokyo Literature Club giveaway on his Instagram for his 5,000 follower giveaway. That's ending tomorrow. So, thanks about that. But, yeah, there's loads. I mean, I did a Todoroki not so long ago.
Yeah, it's actually absolutely, that would be so long, I can't guess how long. I can guarantee it was worth it. It was about 30 hours, yeah, that was about 30, 35 hours, and I was like
I am not drawn to the I've had enough of him, but no, I really like that one. Like that one does like really well, like everyone love that one and stuff like that. So, I mean, I like that one.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean,
we both like brought My Hero Academia anyway, so it's just like, I mean, that's just like fun art style to do. I just like drawing any manga cap. You just go draw the same manga panel for me, and I go, yeah, no problem, I can do that. I'd love to do that. But I like Mashiro one that I done. Like that's quite an old one. Yeah, I did that one about a year ago, and I still love that one. Like that one's like, I don't know, that's up there. I love that one. When at a con, if someone goes, "I'll have that Shiro one," I'm like, "Yeah, you will."
Yeah, you've been a fan for a while.
Yeah,
she still does all right, doesn't she? Yeah, at conventions.
You know, you mentioned that you're really good at skin, and then obviously you're not that great at hair. Have you ever done like a fusion piece where like one of you would split to do
like
We do that all the time, to be honest. Yeah, we help each other out.
Yeah, we do that all the time.
Okay, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Like, if I get, like, stressed out on a piece, I'm like, Amber, I can't do it, help me. And
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
And, like,
that's really cool.
Yeah, this is not blends and proper. I go, oh, I'll give it you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we do, like, that all the time.
That's really cool.
We do actually have, we've done, like, planned collaborations with each other, haven't we?
Yeah.
On some of them. Yeah. But most of the time, we just, we help each other out on them all the time because we have different strengths and weaknesses. So it really helps us out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We help each other out.
I mean, that's the thing. We both got, like, different, like, ways how to, like, draw. I mean, the different techniques. I mean, even, like, if we're doing, like, this first, like, initial pencil sketch, like, I'll draw my heads first, and then I'll draw, like, my guys, and then I'll draw my, like, my facial features around that, and you're the opposite, like,
I start with the eyes and draw around that.
I don't have a particular style.
Yeah.
You always just appreciate other people's work.
That is my style. Yes.
I mean, a lot of people like ask us for advice, and the only thing I can tell them is practice. I mean, we've been drawing for 10 years, and there's so much we still want to improve on. And you can't just like draw for a week and expect to be, you know, amazing overnight. Not
of course.
I mean, you said 10 years, I've been drawing for 28 years.
Yeah.
She's been drawing. Jeez. I've been drawing for 28 years. Yeah, she was all born. That's it.
I mean, her whole family is like artists, so she's been drawing.
See, that's what my issue is.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's true. I would love to act like 28 years of experience would help, but I know.
28 experience is anything.
I mean, a lot of people like actually think like, if I just like draw and like, I can just do it. And
that's not that is true.
I mean, the best thing I can tell people is like, pick a character and draw them in all different poses, just in pencil, and until you've got that perfect, move on to inking and then move on to colour.
Yeah.
Because that's how we did it. You know what I mean? So it's like, you can't go in the deep end before you swam the shallow end, if that makes sense.
That is true. Yeah, no, that is true. I think it's weird with art. I feel like, because you see so many finished pieces, like, you never really see someone, like, drawing something, right? So you always assume, like, you can just go straight to the end when you draw something. And then I try to draw on it, I don't. So, yeah.
I mean, like, there's so many pieces, like, we haven't, like, finished or even put on Instagram. Because we just, we haven't done them right or not to our standards. Yeah. Or
there's a lot given up on.
Yeah, there's a lot we've given up on. Or, like, the pencils have, like, not blended properly or the ink is and it's just gone everywhere and things like that. There's just I mean, we're not like perfect. There's so many artists that we want to learn from and things like that. So it's like, so it's only like, you know, a couple of times out of 10 where it's like, yeah, we've got this perfect, let's face it.
Fair enough.
Fair
enough. I think one of my favorite pieces on your Instagram page is the Adventure Time one.
Oh, yeah. I did that one.
That's an amazing drawing. I heard, sorry, carry on.
Yeah, I mean, with that one, I drew that one for fun when the final episode had aired.
Yeah.
And we ended up getting licensed by Cartoon Network to be able to sell it, and
that's incredible.
We are licensed by Cartoon Network now to be able to sell Adventure Time, Steven Universe, and Rick and Morty.
Oh, I love Rick and Morty.
Like, I've got loads of designs sort of that I'm currently working on that I haven't released yet, but because there's like such a high demand for like anime.
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard to get round to.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Too many weebs in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I love the anime.
I mean, that's the thing as well. It's like we're massive gamers as well. Like we play a lot of video games and we do video game art as well. And it's sad that like it's video game stuff doesn't get more attention than like anime stuff because it's like
yeah.
Come on, man, play more video games. Come on, weebs.
It's not even the video games that translate to anything.
It's like, come on, weebs, there's so much content you're missing out on.
Nice.
Yeah.
What would you say your favourite game is then?
Oh, there's loads. I mean, I'm a massive JRPG fan, so I like I like Kingdom Hearts, I like Final Fantasy, I like Persona. Like there's loads of games I love.
Persona, that's
made into an anime, right? Sorry, what was that?
Persona was made into an anime, right?
Yeah. I actually haven't like seen the anime. I've seen like clips of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as good as the game. I can tell you that.
The anime never really is.
That is true.
They don't have the few games. They don't with God Eater, right?
God.
What?
I'm into the game.
I really like that anime. I feel like that anime gets so much unnecessary hate. I thought it was really good. And the animations is incredible.
Ryuji. Yep.
No. No, Bita is my baby. Like, she is the embodiment of me.
She is.
She's my baby. Like, she's a little introvert, like, little weeb. Oh, she's cute.
Yep. He's a fave. I love him.
Little delinquent boy. I mean, we are doing like calling cards for it's like this next con. Like, I have drawn like all like Phantom Thieves for like ages ago. So we are making them into calling cards for this next con, like chibi style. So.
Oh man,
that's cute.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
About halfway through working on that.
Yeah, about halfway through work on that. So. We need to edit them for like make them into calling cards, but yeah, I'm excited about that. Because like Joker's quite good for the con.
Yeah, the Joker print does really well.
Yeah,
it's the best game in one.
Yeah, Joker's like the face of Persona 5, right? So I guess it would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many games like I want like. Weebs to play. I'm like, you're missing out on so much. Like
none of them play Final Fantasy, and that surprises me.
Yeah, none of them play.
I don't know why. Especially
the younger fans, because obviously, like we all like grew up with Final Fantasy, and
millennials.
I mean, this one time, like we do, like a £1, like like mystery prints, and one of them got. Like Prompto from Final Fantasy, and they were like, "Is this character like Prompto from Final Fantasy?" And they were like, "What's Final Fantasy?" And I was like,
"Should have taken it back at that point." Just been like, "No."
Yeah, I was like, "Oh man,
you don't deserve this."
Exactly. Why am I giving this to you? Fair enough.
Do they at least know what Kingdom Hearts is? Because that's more catered to the age, right?
Some of them like don't like it's weird. Like
it is more like people our age that knows it.
Yeah,
and play it.
That sucks, especially because Kingdom Hearts 3 came out. So I think like they would get into it.
I know, like that's the thing. I mean, like when Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, like I really plugged it to like our like Instagram. I was like, go play Kingdom Hearts, go play Kingdom Hearts, go play Kingdom Hearts. And I think sometimes, like, actually, like, starts, like, liking the posts and stuff. But, I don't know.
That must suck, because that's your favourite game as well, like.
Yeah. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been playing that shit since I was a baby. Like, oh, I love it. Like, it's sort of my son.
Your son.
Yeah.
Wait, does your cousin play it? Your little cousin? Or is it your little nephew, sorry?
Yeah, my little nephew, yeah, my brother plays it, yeah.
Okay, good.
All my family play it. Even my niece, who's 7, like, she started playing it. I'm playing.
What
would you do?
You're not allowed to see us.
What would you do if your nephew didn't like it, or your niece?
Make them like it.
That's the answer we like to hear.
Not a part of tattooing the patrons until they like me more.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
What would you... Oh, no, go on.
No.
Oh, no, I was just... Because we obviously were talking about games, but what would you say both of your favourite animes are?
I mean, No Game No Life is up there my favorite anime. I absolutely love that anime. Like, the art style, like the colors in it, they're just gorgeous, and I think it's hilarious. Like, yeah, it's funny. I like Katagori as well. Like,
oh yeah,
like, Katagori is like dope. I love that one.
I liked that one a lot more than I thought I would when we first watched it.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like Fruits Basket.
Yeah.
That's my favourite one.
I haven't seen it.
My other favourites were all like Shonen.
Yeah. Oh, wait. What have you got any examples of Shonen that you like? Because I know from our call last week that you guys haven't had time to watch a lot of recent anime, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's loads. I mean, the most recent anime that I really like is that Hanako-kun. Like, Toilet Bound Hanako-kun.
That's the only one, like, recent one we've watched in it.
What was so that, sorry?
Toilet Bound Hanako-kun. Have you seen it?
That's a new one.
Yeah. It's really cute. Like, it's on...
I haven't heard of that one.
Wait.
Yeah. Is it on Funimation?
Yeah, it's on Funimation. Like, it's quite popular right now, especially with art. Like, everyone's drawing it.
Wait, what's the name of it? Oh, wait, how do you spell it? Sorry.
Toilet Bound, Hanako, Poon.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, the art style looks so sick for it. It's really colourful.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The anime is, like, really... It's so...
And that's the only recent one that we've watched.
Yeah.
Oh, those look really good.
We still haven't watched Fire Force or Demon Slayer.
Fire Force and Demon, you said two great enemies. Have time to react to each other.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm in the middle of reading Demon Slayer, and I really love it. But yeah. I don't want to watch it until I've caught up with all the manga.
Mm. I mean, okay. The manga's almost over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty far now. Yeah.
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 I mean, Neverland as well. Like,
I love.
I
watched that without you, didn't I? Yeah, and I was like, I was on the couch watching it, like on the iPad. Oh my god! And she was like, "Are you watching?" And I was like, "Thomas Madland, you need to watch it."
You watched it, but it was dubbed, weren't you? And I was like, I can't be arsed watching subbed.
Oh no!
Now, right. To be fair.
Oh no!
Like, listen, lads, listen. We need to get ourselves right. We watched both. We watch like subbed. But when we watch anime, sometimes we draw while we watch anime, so we can't sit and actually subbed.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm just too lazy to read it.
The truth comes out.
It was going so well.
I'll admit that I'm too lazy. I get too distracted.
We do watch
focus on it.
No, we do watch both. Like, especially like all the new ones, but be fair, there is some like garbage stuff out there.
There actually is, Loki.
Yeah, there's.
No,
there's some really bad dub, yeah. And I know people are going to disagree with me when I say this, but I hate the Death Note dub.
No, can't do that.
Like, it's hilarious. It's like, you just need to like at least watch like a couple of episodes of like the dub Death Note.
Have you heard Naruto dub?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. Sakura-san.
Or even Hunter x Hunter dub as well.
The English dub like use like honorifics like Chan and like
yeah, San and all that. It don't sound right in English.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. These donuts are great.
So we're gonna have a little break, but as a break, we're gonna play our little game that I told you about, and that's gonna be Pictionary. Hey.
I've been like my laptop, so
you'll see. No, trust me, like you on your laptop is gonna be magnitudes better than me on my fucking keyboard and mouse. So like,
I'm on my laptop.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a room now, and I will invite you guys to it. Just give me 2 seconds to set this up.
Me and Nudge had a test run yesterday.
Oh, you guys! See how I was. You guys have a head start on me. This is bad.
We came up with something. Right? It was like random words, right?
I sent it on Skype,
and it was like.
Amy.
I am so kind of these days. Go on.
Okay. So you can customize your character. You should be able to customize your character. Vicky is some crisscross looking motherfucker. Lord knows why he hasn't got his fucking eyes.
I don't have eyes, mate.
Just play.
I thought I mixed up a bit.
What?
Yeah, just play.
Just click the link and then I'll tell you what to do from there.
I've clicked the link.
You just have to bear with us. Our laptop is so slow.
No, that's cool. Don't worry.
That's cool. Abby, have you pressed play?
No, I'm just on the. I'm waiting for Nudge because he told me to
click
the link and wait. So I'm doing what Nudge says.
No, wait, what do you mean? Just click the link.
I did click the link.
Okay, yeah. And then,
click the link.
And then
put your name in and press play.
That is more extensive than the instructions that Nudge gave me.
Hey. He's 3 years younger than you.
True.
Okay, I'll press play now.
Okay, and whilst you guys are doing that, I'm going to set up the...
What the hell, Vicky?
I don't know. I was just clicking through randomly.
I like how you both got the same moustache.
Hell yeah.
Had to be Eskinovites.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. We haven't got the link.
It's on Skype.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just waiting for it to load.
What's
technical difficulties.
That's cool. Oh shit.
Okay. Getting there.
That's calm.
Laptop's not even that old, but Steam's just destroyed it.
Yes. Good Steam.
Good old Warframe.
Download some stuff on Steam and just made it so slow.
Ooh, there we go. start off.
Okay. I'll tell you guys when I'm ready as well.
How many rounds are we going to do?
We're going to do three rounds. Three rounds is 60 seconds.
Nice.
So it should be lots of fun.
I'm going to go so badly.
Sorry. I'm
not so sure.
I'm a professional, thank you very much.
No, I guarantee you.
So you're either underestimating or you're overestimating me.
Either way is bad for both of you.
Yeah. Toilet Bound Hanako, what is this about? Such a weird title.
Okay, I'm almost done. Is everyone ready?
Is it just like for the toilet?
Hanako is a ghost of a girl's bathroom. He haunts the toilet, doesn't he? Haunts the toilet.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a Japanese folklore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, watch it. It looks funny.
Almost done. Excellent. Just going to finish setting up all of our cameras and then we can start the game.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it going to be a free-for-all, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is a free-for-all. Technically, it's not fair because Amy and Amber are together. Unless you guys want to take turns.
Do you want to take turns?
No, we should do it.
You can take it. I am not good with a computer.
Let me double-check. Okay.
I guess she says she's not good with a computer. She hasn't seen me yet.
Yeah, Abby, you're worse.
I mean, I'm just not good at all, but we'll find out.
Okay. Are you guys ready? Alright, we're all here. What the fuck is Amy and Amma, what the fuck is that avatar? Abby, what is yours?
My one makes more sense than Biggie's and Otaku's.
Like,
fuck soap. Leave
it alone. Okay, so we're gonna start.
Oh, who's nervous?
Who's turning
first? Is it me first?
Oh no, it's me and Amber first.
Yeah.
Wait, who's drawing?
They're drawing. We have to. Guess.
Okay. Oh, we have to guess it.
Hard on the laptop.
We have to guess.
What the fuck? This is not working on our laptop.
4-5.
There we go. That's what it's supposed to look like.
Wait, how'd you... Oh, wait. Oh, I got it. Okay, I got it.
You guessed the word?
Yeah, the video is so stupid. Okay, there we go.
This would be so much better on the iPad.
Oh, would it be?
Okay, cool. Oh no. Oh no. This is bad. Okay, cool.
What the fuck?
Just wait for it, man. Just wait for it. This is a masterpiece. Okay. No, no.
Niru-chan. Niru-chan. It's Niru-chan. Abs. What?
Bro, it says at the top. It's three letters, space, then four letters.
Six pack. Oh shit. What? Oh shit. I was thinking out loud. Leave me alone.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, what the fuck's this?
Oh, I can't spell.
What the fuck?
I think I know where it is. I just can't spell. And I don't want to give you guys the answer.
You're a prick. Give us the answer. What the hell is this?
Yeah.
Wait, how did you guys get this?
You could spell. Yes,
I have guessed it. Oh, shit.
No, Amy and Amber got it as well. How?
I was behind them only because I cannot spell.
Teletubbies.
Jeez.
Teletubby, wow.
What? Teletubby. Astronaut. Okay, okay, I get
yes!
It looked like a Teletubby a bit. It looked like a Teletubby because the TV and...
I would have drawn the thing on the head.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this is hard.
I'm going to get zero.
You have to choose quick, yeah? Before it chooses for you.
I know. I got it.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
What the fuck am I trying?
Oh, you can put a thumbs up or thumbs down. Can I put a thumbs down?
What? Well,
I'm cheating. Are we allowed to even put arrows?
Oh, you beat me to it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm BIV.
Are we? Okay.
Oh, I'm very close.
I'm not. No more arrows.
I use words.
No
I
more arrows. No, no more arrows. That's cheating. That's cheating.
What? How was that cheating?
Because you're playing to what it
is. Otherwise, we never forgot you.
Hey, you're still drawing. At least you got to communicate.
Okay. Oh, I know. Oh, wait. No, I didn't know. Wait, what? Oh, I know. Okay. No, wait.
The confidence was incredible.
Confidence. I was Pac-Man as well initially.
Okay.
Well, Adam's dude.
Can you do arrows? Can you do arrows?
No, no more arrows. That's not fair.
You're not going to get...
Why are you a host?
No. It automatically selects... I'm so sorry, guys.
Host privileges.
Okay. Oh. I can do one that the guys will get. Oh, okay. This is... Okay. Okay, wait. Actually, can I scratch this?
No, you can't, no.
Yeah,
oh, no.
You can.
Okay. Just ignore.
I think you can. Just
I don't know. What the fuck is he drawing?
Shut up, bub. I'm focusing.
What the hell are you drawing, bro?
Just wait. Okay? Now, there is someone... This is... This is how you do it.
What the fuck?
Nope.
Oh,
you got school from that fucking drawing. What the right. Fuck?
Who got school?
No one got school.
No.
How was I supposed to draw school?
Like draw a whiteboard and then maybe a little teacher? Maybe draw me? Oh. Oh shit, I fucking spelled arrow wrong. Imagine. What the fuck? Oh, nah.
It's six letters, bro. Five letters.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Thanks.
Oh, broomstick. No.
Oh my god, my friend.
What? What the fuck? It looks like a turd with a fucking metal piece on top.
The coloring did not help.
A spear. Why is the guy riding a spear?
I was holding it like before.
No, it looks like he's riding it.
He's holding it. Okay. Well, I can't draw it. You're supposed to be
our drawing person of the group.
I can only draw Wii characters.
Oh, this is too much, man.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh.
It's 8 letters.
I don't have enough time to think to count the number of letters I'm writing.
Yes, I got it!
Is it controlling? Is it controlling?
Yeah, I clocked it.
How did you get this?
Should I give them a hint?
Yeah, go on, right now.
You only find them in Canada.
And North America.
And you can get them here.
As soon as you
get them here, but it's more.
I got it as soon as I saw the end.
Oh, was my drawing not good? Amy, give me like a rating. Oh, you thought he was going up? Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
I thought that as well.
You should have started and let the ball.
Yeah, I should have. Oh, I know.
Oh, I don't know what this is. Ah, I got it. I had to spell.
Oh, well done, nerd.
I got it. It's in. Oh, wait, I'll give Amy and Amber a clue. It's in. Actually, I don't know if you watched it.
They're drawing.
Oh, they're the ones that are drawing. Oh, shit. Drawing. I just realized. That was a sick
drawing.
They're drawing,
mate.
Yeah.
I just realized.
Oh, okay, fine.
What the fuck? It looks like a penis.
Did you say that?
Yeah, dick.
Penis.
Fuck! Oh shit, what?
You what?
No, I was thinking out loud. Wait. Did Amy and Amber not hear me?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Okay.
I got it.
That required two. Focus on me, oh my lord.
Okay, last run for Viggy.
Oh no, it's still in brown. Still in brown, shit.
Oh, mug, no. No, it's not even.
Oh, I know it is. It was fate as soon as Viggy was
going.
I was like, yuck.
It's brown.
That's what actually helps.
Yeah, it did help.
Oh, that's pissing me off.
Okay. Ooh, this one should be nice.
Oh no, they're just saying it's gonna be nice.
Sprinkle queens.
Wait. And we got.
Is he actually?
What is that?
Oh no, it'll fucking flop. Oh no, it's okay actually.
Tanjiro.
No, there haven't been any of the Persona or ones that I've chosen come up, but it's okay. This one's hard. It's something you see in Roman times.
Thank you for the hint.
Yeah, no, it's hard without the hint, honestly.
Yeah,
you know.
No,
that's a really good drawing.
Birds.
That is a really good drawing.
That's actually a mad drawing.
He's got a fucking.
If you actually waited until you finished, I would have actually got that.
He's got a fucking box for a dick.
Yeah. Fuck that one up. Enough.
Oh, lame.
Oh, what? Technical difficulties. Yeah.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Honestly, like. I think I was happy with my
If it was anime stuff, we'll be able to do it.
Yeah, no, I put the fucking words in. I don't know why it didn't come up.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely, if we have another time that we do it, I'll add those words in.
Yeah, next time. I was gonna say.
fix these cameras up, and then I can continue with the podcast. Just need to fix these up a little bit. Just give me 2 seconds, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys watching any anime at the moment?
No, not yet. I mean, there's like loads of stuff like we're working on right now, so we haven't really got a chance to actually sit down and watch some anime.
I mean,
there's loads of stuff we do want to watch. I mean, we're working on. There's a few commissions we're working on. We're in the middle of setting up a Patreon. We are working on like selling some stuff on like Instagram, like it's printing stuff, and then we want to work on like more merch as well. So like we have got like a bunch like stuff we want to like work on, and then all in time with that, we're just like in the middle of trying to do like all the daily stuff. So actually like sit down and actually watch an anime, but we are gonna take a day off soon because we do need it.
And just like have a day off and binge some.
Yeah, just because I know like they've got like a load of like old stuff on Netflix now. So
yeah. Speaking of Netflix, actually, I started watching so a few weeks ago I watched Unlimited Blade Works. And then I just realized how incredible, I don't know how to say their name, the studio Ufotable or whatever it is. Their animations are amazing. So I looked it up last night, actually, like loads of their animes, and I'm going to get much better at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's like so much anime that's out there. I mean, there's even like a Blu-ray that I actually got, a couple of, was it your last birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Last year, yeah. What was the film? I can't remember.
I can't even remember now.
Yeah.
Still haven't got around to watching it.
Some film. and, yeah, some anime film. And we still haven't got around to watching that. I mean, we like to watch like the anime like movies because we can like sit them like in one go.
Yeah, you guys love watching Studio Ghibli, right?
Ghibli.
Ghibli.
I mean, if you like watch, like, you know, like Your Name and stuff.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, that actually made me cry the first time.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
That actually made me cry the first time.
We'll
see.
So with Otaku Illustrations, like, you've built it up, it's your baby that you've like raised from like from ground zero. Like, what's your inspiration behind the whole page? How do you think you're going to enhance your page even further?
Inspiration behind it, I don't know,
these are just raw, like a lot. And we thought, what, like, how will people react if, like, we start, like, selling it? Because, like, everyone around is like, why don't you try to sell it and stuff? So we just thought, you know what, we're going to come up with, like, a name and a little logo and see where we go with it. And we've done a space convention, and it actually did quite well. And then each convention, obviously, with the more money we got, with convention, the more we could expand. So basically with like each like convention or any type of job we get, so if it's like even like a commission, like 50% will go like to our sort of wages, and then 50% will go towards the business. So like so get like better.
Just give him a second.
Yep.
Abby, you were talking about Fates Day Night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously, like you advised me, right, to watch Unlimited Blade Works first.
Yeah.
So I did that, and obviously, like a bunch of TikToks from it as well. And so I actually looked, because obviously the studio's graphics was amazing from Unlimited Blade Works. So I was so curious that I was like, okay, cool. Like, let me actually check out their studio. And I never do this, but the graphics was just that incredible.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually like started to go by studio and just see like what animes they've done. And I think I've noted quite a few down. Like, obviously, Fate Zero. What's up?
Yeah. What are the ones they have done as
now? Huh?
What are the animes?
Oh, what? Yeah, so
the studios. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's Kara no Kyokai. I don't know. I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know how to pronounce it. But there's Kara no Kyokai, which is like a bunch of movies, which are like different chapters. I think there's like 8.
All right. Yeah.
I've added that to my list. There's also Tales of Zestiria, The Cross.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. That's from a game as well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's from a game. Yeah. And God Eater as well, which is from a game. So I'm gonna plan is to watch basically all of them.
It's in a thing on it as well. Demon Slayer is done by them now as well.
Is it?
Amber,
yeah, I think Demon Slayer is done by them as well.
Sorry for that.
No, that's okay.
That's
okay.
Wait, hold up. I forgot where I was. You were talking about how you were drawing from home. And you thought about, all right, you might as well just post it online.
Yeah. Worked out, didn't it? Yeah. I mean, there's some benefits with prints. And then, the more money you got from a ton, you could do,
Sorry, Amy, could you have the mic a little closer? Sorry, thanks.
Sorry. So when we started getting, more money from conventions, we could get more, we can do more merch. So we started doing stickers and bookmarks and things like that, and then with that we can start doing bundles, and tons of bundles do really well. So we do have a decent amount of merch right now, but we want to get best quality merch. So we want to have enamel keyrings and things like that, so that's why we want to set up a Patreon, so we've got more support, we can get better quality merch, and we can go to bigger and better conventions and things like that. And to get more equipment to actually do the art. So right now, all of us, pencils, we are running really low. And things like that. I mean, a lot of people ask for to join collaborations and drawing competitions and that sort of thing. But it's just not having the funds to do so, because we want to try and do everything else. We're just trying to keep his head above water. Every little bit helps. Even at conventions, when if someone buys that extra £1 badge we have, that goes straight towards bigger and better things. I mean, eventually we would to have hosts drawing competitions, and then we can give away better equipment, so if we do drawing competition and someone wins, we can give them a bunch of Prismacolors and pads and things like that, because we do give back to the support we have.
The first giveaway that we did a couple of weeks ago was really successful on it. And I'd like to be able to afford to do that again, but have bigger and better things to give away.
Yeah.
What was that first giveaway on? Was it the Doki Doki one?
No, it was just 2,000 followers.
Oh, yeah, had, I like, see it. It's
we had, like, four prizes.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of little ones.
I love the, for the first place, the Dr. Stone silhouette. That looks fucking insane.
Oh, yeah, that one's mine.
Oh, that looks so good. That's black and white as well.
The silhouettes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, obviously the Todoroki, but the Nezuko one as well. I thought that is incredible. And obviously the Promised Neverland one. That was amazing.
Like, they're all just amazing.
All of them.
So, Amber and Amy, it's been 3 years since you guys, like, launched the page. Like, how do you guys feel about the progress that you've made? Because from our standpoint as, like, people that have stumbled upon your page and just been fucking literally mind blown by your art, it, like, it's crazy to see, like, how much you've grown, and you deserve a lot more popularity than you currently have. But what do you guys think?
I mean, like I say, it is crazy, because we are just, like, a couple of weebs just doing our thing, and, like, you know,
it's really,
like,
overwhelming.
It is overwhelming sometimes when we do get, like, bunch of, like, appreciations, like, oh, we are inspired by your art. Even when we get pictures from, like, people who have, like, bought our prints at conventions, and then he sends us a picture of, like, their wall in the bedroom, and it's just, like, the little anime wall, and, like, our stuff's on there. Even that blows my mind. It's, like, my art is on someone's wall. Oh,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? It's really weird.
It's really overwhelming.
It takes some getting used to, but in a good way.
In a good way. So, yeah. I would like to just, like, you know, keep going forward, and, like, I would like to, with when we launched the Patreon, like, we have got, like, different tiers. It is actually like live right now, but we're waiting for, like, PayPal.
We're waiting for some confirmation, so we're actually able to get money from it.
Yeah.
Something to say that we're not US citizens or something like that, because Patreon is, like, a US website. It's, like, some complications, but we have got, like, different, like, tiers and stuff. But with, like, one of the tiers, we're going to do, like, live stream once a month for, like, sort of tutorials. So, like, one month we can do like, skin, and I'll do, like, sessions to say, like, this is how I do skin, like, my technique, and then the next month you can do, like, hair, or, like, you can do, like, a manga month or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people ask, like, oh, how have you done this? Like, what is your technique?
Yeah.
So if people are interested in that, like, you can jump onto the live and we do that sort of stuff.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That would be amazing to see. So during our call last week, we spoke about, like, sort of the negative comments that you guys kind of receive, and, like, the feedback that lurks in from people unexpectedly. So my question is to you guys, like, when you first started, did you actually expect that to come to your page?
Yeah, I mean, like you can't please everyone, and there's hate on the internet everywhere, no matter where you go. But like with my mental health, like, you get, like, if I get, like, one negative comment, like, it does, like, really ruin me for the day. It just
plays on your mind, doesn't it?
It does sort of, like, play on my mind. But the good really does outweigh the bad. Like, we do get, like, 99% of positive comments, and then you just get that one sort of troll. And we get a really, like, bad troll a couple of weeks ago. Like, it was so bad. It was like, he just started coming on to us saying that, like with Trace, and then he started, like, spamming all of our posts, and then he started going on to his our personal account as well, and you start to make up new accounts as well just to spam, and then started like harassing people who come to like come to conventions who were like customers and started harassing them as well, which is uncalled for. There's just no need to like bring other people into it. That sort of like went down over a couple of days. But like I say, you do get like the odd comment now and again.
We've accepted the fact that the more followers we have, the more hate we'll get. It comes being on social media.
And out of the two of you, obviously, I know you guys like quite a bit, so I can tell who deals with the sort of professional matters more in a calm manner, and who deals with it like the more emotional emotional manner. So, like, do you want to tell us how you dealt with that specific case?
You're a little bit more emotional, aren't you?
I mean, I'm a bit more emotional. I mean, I did try at the beginning to sort of say, you know, calm down, is the situation, and I tried to explain, you know, because we do like, works in progress and things like that to show, like, this is our art, this is how we progress and things like that, and they just weren't having none of it, and, you know, just crazy stuff, and then it just got to a point where they were harassing so much, I was just like, you know what, fuck off. Just leave me alone. And then
I sort of took over from there, didn't I?
Yeah, and then, you know, it got to a point where I ended up like crying because I was like, this is getting out of hand. And then Amber just had to take over and just say, you know, be a bit more professional. I mean, I tried, but it was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, most of the inboxes we get, I'll sort of deal with now. Because, I mean, to be fair, we get so many, like, nice messages, but it's still really overwhelming to deal with.
Yeah.
Because there's so many of them.
We do get a lot of inboxes, like, DMs, like, constantly. We just get, like, art shares and, you know, requests and things like that, and it does get really, like,
sometimes we get messages of just random people that don't even follow us that just say hi.
Hey.
Who are you?
And it does get like, we do get up to maybe like if we go to sleep like 2 o'clock in the morning and we wake up at 8, we can have like 30 messages and we've just answered them all. So we do get like input it messages a day, so it's just,
we have to really keep on top of them, otherwise we'll just they'll backlog really badly.
That's true.
But yeah, we just especially because we have got like an input in messages and like followers. I mean, in like a week we had about nearly 1.5 like paid followers in like a week, didn't we?
I think it was in 6 days, wasn't it? We got nearly 1,500.
Yeah, 1,500 in like a week.
We went from like 2k to 5k almost instantly, and I don't know how.
Yeah.
That's such a hard flex.
Just casually, just be like, yeah, 2k to 5k.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, crazy. I mean, we're just like doing our thing, and people like it. Like, why? Nothing special.
It was only this year when we hit 1,000, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, earlier this year when we hit his first 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, with Instagram, it's really like, I say it's really fickle, won't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I had to do like recently, because I used to just like post whatever we were working on like straight away, but I had to like clean up his Instagram didn't we? So I had to like scrap like all of his posts and post them sort of like the work in progress and then the picture and then things like that and posting them like by genre. So with like all his game stuff together and then a certain anime all together and
a lot more organized.
Yeah, so it's a lot more organized, so it's more appealing for people to follow us. Mm. Because that's how it is on Instagram.
It made a difference though, didn't it? It made a big difference.
Yeah. It makes a big difference if your Instagram looks like appealing. Especially with art. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like it's mad. I mean, his Instagram used to be like so messy, it used to just be like whatever posted like that day, whatever you've drawn that day, it was just like I'll put that off. But
do you guys feel like your success at the most recent conventions has boosted your Instagram page?
Yeah, definitely.
Like
conventions always do.
Because we meet so many like lovely like people at conventions. I mean, we like to take pictures with like cosplayers and stuff, and like they always like remember us for that because they don't expect to take us, like they don't expect traders to get pictures with them.
Yeah.
I
mean, there was this one girl I remember at Liverpool Comic Con, and she was so cute. She was dressed as Foo Tabitha from Danganronpa.
Yeah.
And she was with a mum and she was on her own, and Foo Tabitha's like one of my favorite characters, and I said, can I get a picture with you? And she was so happy, and a mum actually messaged us on Facebook, didn't she?
Yeah,
like thanking us and saying that she was like so happy all day and because we did that, and it just made our day that that we like sat and like talked to this like little girl, because she was all by herself with a mum.
Yeah.
And like she didn't have any like friends with her, she was just by herself, and I was just like, you are amazing, come get a picture with me. And like she was like, he's up, and I made someone's day, that was so nice.
Those kind of moments, like that's what makes your page like someone's page valuable, like that you made an actual impact on someone's life.
There's one time at Liverpool where there was like this baby, she was the cutest little thing, she was only about 4, wasn't she?
Oh yeah.
And she was dressed as a Mimikyu.
Really? Oh that's so cute.
Mom,
she was called Olive, I remember her name.
Yeah, she was called
a couple
Olive.
Of years ago, and I still remember.
And she was so cute, she had like a little, it was sort of like a onesie but with no pants, was it?
Yeah,
it was just like a little dress in the hood. And we gave her then a free Mimikyu sticker, and she sat down. Yeah. She drew us a little Bulbasaur, didn't she? And
yeah.
She gave it to us to say thank you for giving her a sticker.
Oh,
and
we still got it.
Yeah, we still got that drawing. And so it's things like that where, like, at conventions, it's crazy. Like, if we see, like, a cosplayer who really put in the effort, we'll go, like, if you see a Bakugo who's, like, really put in the effort, we'll go, you know what, have a My Hero Academia sticker free because you look really good, and things like that. That's and incredible. And people remember us for that.
Yeah.
So, because, you know.
It's a little thing.
I mean, we like to give
it's
back.
Like a personal touch.
Yeah, we're not all for, like, money. I mean, money does help when it comes to, like, progressing, like, its art. But it's more, like, being in the community. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people that have wanted to get things from us, and they've run out of funds, and they're a few quid short, so we'd let people have stuff for, like, whatever money they've got left.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying, nah, you can't have it because you've not got the money.
Yeah.
I mean, at conventions, I mean, we used to go to them, and people go with a budget. So we try and keep our prices quite low because more people...
Mm.
Yeah, because we like to go at conventions, and if something, like, if a print is for, like, £15. I'm not going to spend £15 for a print because I've only got like £30 to spend. I've got like prints for like £3 and things like that. And if they haven't got enough money, we'll go, you know what, just give me what you've got and you can have it. Because if you really like want it and they're really excited about it, I'm just like, yeah, you know what, have it. It's fine.
That's really nice to see though, because you don't see a lot of people like that. Well, I haven't anyway. So I think that's really nice. It's part of growing that community, so I think that's really nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, it's just like making. I mean, a lot of people at conventions, but like us, we're quite awkward and quite introverted. And like, they're all like kids and teenagers who are like, they go there and they're the same, they're quite introverted. So, you know, we just sort of talk to them and for a bit and, you know, help them, doesn't it, throughout the day. You know, it gets like the ball rolling so they can talk to like other people. I mean, there's times where like a kid has been on their own and we got talking to them and later on we see them throughout the con and they're with a little group and you're like, oh yeah, go on, you make some friends. Nice.
With
convention kids.
You guys have gone to about I think three different conventions, maybe four including the university one as well, the Montfort one. So like obviously that can be like it's tiring for like a healthy individual, but for you guys, like obviously I know about because we spoke about like the previous health conditions that you've had and like how difficult it can be. Like, could you talk about that for a...
Yeah. I mean, like, if you go to a convention, you know how tiring it is at the end of the weekend anyway. But for us, it's just, like, a whole other ball game. I mean, like,
we literally have to spend a week in bed afterwards.
Yeah. It's like, I'm so tired afterwards. And, you know, because we've got... It's, like, mental health as well. It does take a toll on you. And like we've got like you know we've got like health conditions like I've got
chronic pain
pain I've got like kidney conditions and things like that and Amber's got like fibromyalgia
that's the one
and so when you're standing up all day from 8:30 in the morning to 6:00 yeah, just interacting with people, it does take a toll on you. I mean, one time at Leicester, like a couple of days before we went to Leicester Convention, I went to hospital because I had an infection and I thought there's no way I'm going to be able to do the convention. Like, I was so ill and I thought I'm going to have to send Amber and my brother off to Leicester to do the convention without me because I was so ill. But I actually did go. And I was so poorly all throughout that weekend.
You were really ill, weren't you?
Yeah, I was so ill. I had to take like painkillers every 4 hours and you know, my medication and stuff. But yeah, I did actually.
It's crazy dedication.
It's worth it. It is worth it. Like, it doesn't matter how poorly either of us are feeling. We will make a convention because
Incredible. Yeah, that's an incredible respect for me because that's like
my dedication to the cause.
Yeah, because it's like you said, I mean, you're affecting other people's lives as well, right? In such a positive way, and for you to like pull through all of that pain and everything is just like I think it really shows like much to your character because you're still willing to go through all of that to like positively impact other people's lives. Which is, I think, is a great thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, we just like to like hang out and like there's times where we've actually like drawn with people at conventions and people like show us their art and, you know, they'll give them advice and things like that. And
yes.
Yeah, so.
We literally won't miss a convention for anything, would we?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Like, it's good though.
We would like to do a convention in London. I mean, it's Anime and Game Con.
Yes.
We're really like we're really sound with Anime League. Like, we do like Anime League all the time. So we would like to maybe next year to London,
travel a bit further.
Yeah, go to London.
That would be fucking amazing, guys. If you came down.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
we would definitely be there.
Yeah, we'll know some of the people there. That would be incredible.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So, Amy, obviously Amber was like, must have been like mentally distressed and in an entirely different place when, Amber must have been in an entirely different place when Amy felt ill. But then Amy, when Amber got coronavirus, like, how was that whole experience?
Oh man, that was so bad. I've never felt more scared in all my life. I mean, my mom passed away in 2019.
Last year.
Oh my god, I sound awful. I mean, it's so bad. But all the like that time was just like a big blur to me. It was so bad.
Yeah.
But even then, because my mum was like really poorly and we weren't expecting it, but with Amber with coronavirus, like, we didn't expect her to get it. Well, we kind of did, because she does have like underlying health conditions.
I'm not, I was prepared to get it, but I wasn't expecting to get it, if that makes sense.
It was literally, we were self-isolating and things like that, and then it was literally, she started like coughing, and you know, she had headaches, and I was just like, what's going on? And then we had to call 111, and then went to the doctors, and then she did get a proper diagnosis, and then the symptoms were getting worse to the point where she couldn't breathe, because she has got really bad asthma as well. So her asthma was like really bad, and she couldn't breathe, and she was coughing. And I've never seen her look so poorly in all my life. And I'm not really a religious person, but I was praying so much, just do not let anything happen to her. She was getting more ill, like she was getting like heart palpitations, and she was getting chest pain, so we had to take to A&E. And then came home from that, and then started getting better.
Yeah, it just has to go away on its own, didn't it?
Yeah.
I just had to wait for it to go, but I was in bed for a month.
I mean, I had symptoms from it. I started getting like breathless, and I started having a bit of a cough, but I was like nowhere near how the sample was. But yeah, it's just coronavirus. Stay inside, people.
Don't get it.
Just when people are like, oh, it's not a thing, it is a thing.
Yeah,
100%. And like, to know someone who's gone through it, like personally, it definitely brings it home, like how terrifying the COVID-19 actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just sort of like, you know, like we were still doing like everything you're supposed to, and you know, just washing hands and staying inside and all that stuff, but you know, we had like no idea how bad as it was until I started like watching the news and seeing the numbers rise, and started getting like really scared. And then Amber actually got it, and then my nan died from it as well. My nan actually passed from COVID-19. But it's quite bad in Merseyside, like it's actually everywhere in Liverpool.
When your nan went, it was actually like Liverpool, like the northwest was the epicenter.
Yeah.
Worse than London.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, there was one point it was worse. It was the worst place.
I feel like the news understated like the numbers up north compared to down south.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everyone in all the care homes, they just like died out, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, my nan's care home, there was like 24 or 25 people like living there. And I think there's only like 6 people left now.
Jeez.
Jeez.
Like, literally, they were just like picking them off and crazy. But there's loads of people in, there's loads of homes in Merseyside that have actually just like, you know, shut doors because there's no old people left. But they've all just died. It's crazy.
What worse up here than like media's made it out to be?
To end our podcast, I just wanted to talk about briefly World Press Day. And like, that was like an amazing event for you guys. Like, I can't remember too much about it, I'm afraid. Could you guys talk about it a bit more? The one in Birmingham.
Yeah.
We got invited to that from work in our first convention in Manchester. Yeah. Didn't we? From someone who knew the person that was running it. And she was a guest at our very first convention. And she actually bought some of our art because she liked it. She didn't even watch it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, she got a Dragon Ball Super piece and she's never watched it before, but she liked it. liked it.
She got a Noctis piece as well. From Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And a few days after, we actually got a message from her on Instagram asking if we were up to traveling to Birmingham to part of the World Press Day, which was hosted in, it was Worlds Apart. Mm. It won't Worlds Apart then, but it's turned into a Worlds Apart shop now. So it was amazing. Like, we were just like in this little nerd store.
Yeah. selling. Oh, yeah, cool. We've actually been invited back from World Press Day last year. But we couldn't make it, Sophie.
No, we were too busy last year, weren't we? And then obviously nothing's happening this year.
It was really short notice. So we had to say no, but hopefully next year we'll be able to do it again. Because they're just getting bigger and bigger, so we'd like to do that again.
Yeah.
Like, any sort of like events that people like want us to do, we're like, yeah, we'll do it. Because like, we just like love interacting with like the anime community. Yeah. Just like, you know, hanging out with other weebs.
Yeah.
just weeb out.
Yeah.
And on that note, I think we're gonna end it there. So I just wanted to shout out Otaku Illustrations. Follow the Instagram at Otaku Illustrations. You guys have the Patreon coming as well. Would you like to shout that out now, or do you want to send me a link whenever that's ready?
Say now. It's patreon.com/Otaku Illustrations. That should be live within a few weeks. I mean, you can
check. Days, hopefully. Yeah.
I mean, you can check it out now. You can see all the tiers and things like that, and the goals and stuff, but you can't actually.
We can't receive money yet.
But definitely, you guys, everyone who's watching, definitely support these guys. Tons of amazing, amazing content. Like, the art looks just exceptional. So definitely support them. They're also selling all of their artwork on otakuillustrations.com. What kinds of products are you guys selling on there?
We're selling prints and badges and stickers, but we are going to be selling all our stuff on Instagram now, so via PayPal. So next week, so probably Monday, we'll have stuff on a story highlight, like all his prints and stickers, and we'll be doing mystery bags as well.
Exclusive to Instagram.
Yeah, exclusive to Instagram. So if you want like a waifu sort of mystery bag, we'll just put like a bunch of like waifu stuff in there.
Why did you say my name? Shut the fuck up.
Waifu is just a bit straight up.
Yep, straight up. Bitch.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, we've got a couple of mystery bags. We've got waifu, we've got shonen, We've got the gaming one. Yeah, we've got two gaming ones. We've got indie gaming and JRPG and just a wee trash in general. So you can just literally get anything. So, yeah. Just...
And one quick feature that I want to say, if anyone is looking for anime tattoos, these guys will do your anime tattoo designs for you. Like, I'm definitely going to hit you guys up whenever I'm ready to get a tattoo. But
that's Whitebeard.
not until a few years. Yeah, definitely Whitebeard's one of them, 110%. Yeah. So, yeah.
We're actually working on an anime tattoo right now. An All Might one. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, yeah, yes.
Yeah. So, we'll be posting that.
So yeah, anyone who's listening, follow these guys, support all their products and their merchandise. Also follow us as well, at Anime Room HQ on Twitch, on TikTok and on Instagram as well. We have our YouTube running up as well. That's Anime Room HQ on there as well. And I just want to end with a final question to our viewers. Do you prefer American animation to Avatar, or do you like Japanese animation? Let us know on Discord, and we can follow the conversation on there. Scroll down for the link. But yeah, that's all, guys. Do you guys want to do the sign-off? Or do you want us to do it?
Well, thanks for having us, and see you guys later if you check us out. Send us a message and we'll talk weave trash with you. Anytime, we're happy to.
We should do the sign off more often.
Weave trash out. Peace.
Peace.